Here's what's going on in the Empire State. It's the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak in America. More than 75,000 cases have been confirmed in New York. So what's hopeful about that? Well, even though the disease is still spreading there and the number of deaths are increasing, the rate of infection might be slowing down. And here's what we mean. The state's governor says the number of coronavirus cases was doubling every 2 days at one point. But then it seemed to slow down, doubling every 3 days, then 4 days. Now it's every 6 days. And a CNN count found that New York's daily increase in coronavirus cases over the past week was less than a third of the daily increase in the week beforehand. So what all this may indicate is that the spread of coronavirus in America's hardest-hit state may be significantly slowing down. This isn't proven yet. There's a backlog in coronavirus testing there, so we don't know the true number of cases right this moment. We also don't know why they're slowing down, if they're slowing down. New York has strict limits on who's allowed to go to work, and it's banned parties and celebrations entirely. It's possible that could be having an impact, though the program's only been in place for a week. New York alone has more than 40% of all the coronavirus cases in America, and it's looking for all the help it can get.